Welcome to the New Church Baku. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Good morning again, everybody. So today we continue our series on prayer. And today we're looking at listening, or listening for answers, or answers to prayer. Now, answers are the reason why we pray. If we go to Scripture, you can follow along in your pew card. That first verse there from Matthew 21, the Lord says, "And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." So that sums up why we pray. We pray to the Lord that we might receive. We might receive help. We might receive guidance. We might receive something that we are in need of. But the answer to our prayer depends on the prayer that we've prayed. The answer to our prayer depends on what we have prayed for. Now, something that comes up often in my sermons is the idea, and the first important idea to our spiritual growth is to realize that we are spiritual beings in natural bodies. So that there is two sides to our life. There is the earthly side, the sensory side, but there is also a deeper inner life to us. So let's start with prayers in our external self, in our earthly self, in our sensual self. If we go back to our first week, we looked at the story of Moses, and we saw how the burning bush drew Moses to it. And that's an image to us of how the Lord draws each one of us to Him, to start a conversation with Him, to talk with Him, or pray with Him. And so Moses approaches the burning bush and starts a conversation with the Lord. And then the Lord says, "But Moses, take off your shoes. You are on holy ground." Our sensory self, our worldly self, the part of us that is connected with this world and deals with the things of this world, that's our external self, our worldly self. And so from this external self, we look down onto the concerns of the world. Right? We have financial issues, or we have someone who is in, who has health problems, or we have a relationship problem, and we will pray to the Lord for help. "Lord, help me with my financial needs. Help me win the lotto." Yeah, who hasn't prayed that? Right, "Help me win the lotto." Or we have someone in who's very ill in hospital, and we'll ask the Lord, "Please heal them. Don't let them die." Yeah. Our worldly concerns become our prayers. And based on our prayers, we will receive the answers. So if we are praying to the Lord to help someone who is very sick, our prayers might be for them to be healed, for them not to die. And the answer that we're waiting for is for that person not to die, for them to be healed, for them to regain their health and to come back into your life. Right? It's a worldly focused prayer, and we're expecting a worldly answer. If we're praying for finances, "Lord, help me with my finances. Help me find an additional income stream. Help me win the lotto." And the answer that we'll be waiting for is to win the lotto, or to have a new job, or to have another income stream. Right? We're praying for earthly things and receive earthly things. But with those earthly requests also comes an earthly idea of God. By praying to the Lord for earthly things, we are saying that God isn't all-knowing. We are saying that God doesn't have everything under control. we're saying that perhaps the Lord has forgotten, or the Lord doesn't know what is best, or the Lord doesn't understand where I'm at. We are putting our earthly ideas of God onto Him. So with worldly prayers, we expect worldly answers, but from a worldly understanding of who God is. And the problem with these worldly prayers is sometimes they're answered, and most of the time they're not. Right? If you've prayed to win the lotto, how many times have you won that? Okay? I know it doesn't work for me. But what that does then is makes us start to doubt prayer. Well, does prayer actually work? Do I actually need to pray? Is there any use in praying? Because I pray to the Lord and He knows that I need these things. He says I need to pray and I will receive. Do I not believe enough? Do I not have enough faith? Is there something in my previous, in what I've done previously that the Lord is now not listening to me? And we start down this dark road of doubting prayer and doubting the Lord. But it's not our faith. And it's not the Lord. It's the focus of our prayers. But now, does it mean that these earthly focused prayers aren't necessary? Did Moses approach the burning bush with his shoes on? Yes, he did. These external concerns of life are important. If it wasn't for the worries and cares of this world, we wouldn't turn to the Lord. The Lord draws us to Himself through our struggles, through our pains. He draws us to Himself. And when we come to Him and we're praying for the earthly things, the Lord says, stop a moment. Take off your shoes. The earthly concerns are the first step. But once we are now talking with the Lord wants us to put aside the earthly concerns. Lower your earthly concerns. Because remember, there is that inner self, that spiritual self, something that's higher and is able to look down on our external self. We can look down on our life and say, well, why did I do that? Or look at the consequences of those harsh words that I said. Or we're able to look down on our life and view it from above. And we are able to assess the things that are working and the things are not. And we're able to look at ourselves and see where we're making mistakes. We're able to see where there is sin, where there is evil in our lives, where there are false ideas in our life. And last week, we looked at four questions. Four questions that allow us to move from this external more internal, looking at our life and asking important questions so that we can look down on it and see, where am I going wrong? Where can I do better? Where can I have a different perspective? Where can I have a heavenly perspective? The wonderful thing about that internal self, yes, it can look down on our external self, but more importantly, it can also look up. We can also look up to the Lord, we can look up to His Word, and we can find the good and true things that are in His Word. So on the one side, we're looking down at our life, and we're seeing the mistakes that we make, we're asking ourselves some difficult questions, and we're finding out where we are falling short. And on the other side, we're looking to heaven to see what does the Lord want for my life? What are those higher things that the Lord wants? And so our inner self sits as a balance. In our inner self, we have a choice. Do I stick with these earthly things? Do I focus my attention on the worldly concerns? Or do I search for something deeper? Do I take this moment to look within myself and to see, well, what is the opposite good? What is the opposite useful thing that I can do in this situation? And so this inner self offers us a true rational thought between what is earthly and what is heavenly. And we have a freedom then to choose and a freedom then to look for heaven and to pray. Once we see where we are going wrong, once we see that our concern for money is based on being discontent with what we have, we can look to the Lord and say, Lord, help me feel more content. Help me appreciate and value what I do have. Help me see the value in the relationships and find happiness in people rather than in the things. Right? We're praying for someone who is dying. Lord, help me, instead of focusing on their potential death, help me focus on the life that they still have. Help me be there for them in this moment. Help me be there for those people who are around them that need support. Right? Changing our focus from earthly to heavenly. And then our prayers are for those good things. Lord, help me with patience. Lord, help me with love. Lord, help me with understanding. Help me to be there for people. Help me focus on people rather than things. And so our prayers change from worldly focused to heavenly focused. The Lord draws us to prayer using our externals, using the things that we worry about. But in that moment of prayer, the Lord can help us shift our attention to the heavenly things, to the internal things. And there's something wonderful that happens. I want to read to you from Scripture. Two examples of when Jesus prayed. Two examples that we can take for ourselves. We read first from Luke 3. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened. Heavens were open. While he prayed, heaven opened. The reading continues, and there is a response, there is an answer that comes from heaven. While we are praying, if we are in our internal self and we are praying for good and true things and we're looking to heaven, heaven is open to us. Here's another thing, another example. We read from Luke 22. And Jesus was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then the angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. Strengthen. Prayer is there to open us up to heaven and to receive from the Lord. In that moment of prayer, we're not waiting for an answer somewhere down the line. In the moment of prayer, when we are looking to the Lord and asking for good and true things, the answer is there for us straight away. If we go back to that first reading and think about it in praying for the good and true things of heaven, and whatever thing you ask in prayer that is good and true and of heaven, believing, you will receive. And I believe this is what the Lord wants to give us. The Lord wants to give us the good and true things of this, of heaven. My kingdom is not of this world, he says. Do not store up for yourselves treasures of this world. Store up for yourselves treasures of heaven. The Lord wants us to pray for heavenly treasures. I want to read to you from the teachings for the new church, from the book called Secrets of Heaven. Prayer regarded in itself is speech with God and some internal view. So from that internal self, an internal view at the time of the matters of the prayer. So not just praying for someone's health, but praying for how I can be there for them in this difficult time. Or not praying for finances, but looking at, well, how can I adjust the things that I do? How can I focus more on other things besides finances? Why are finances ruling my life at the moment? So what is that internal thing that we're praying for? The opposite good thing to which, to these prayers, they answer something like an influx into the perception or into our thoughts of the mind, so that there is a certain opening of our interiors towards God, or opening of our mind towards heaven. If we are praying and we're asking for something good, and we're asking for something true, if we're asking for how can I be there for this person, while we are praying, ideas will come to us. Ideas will come, well, how about doing this, or how about doing that? And if we're praying to the Lord to help us overcome something that we are struggling with, right? The Lord will give us ideas of, well, how about you avoid this, or why don't you try to do this instead? Okay. Ideas will come to us. The Lord will give us answers. But it doesn't end there. It's not just about ideas. We carry on reading. But this, or the answers in our mind, this is different according to our state, according to the essence of the subject of our prayers. Right? So if we're praying from our earthly external self, we're not really going to receive these answers. But if we are praying from our internal self for the good things, we are more likely to hear these answers. If we pray from love and from faith and for only heavenly and spiritual things, good and true things, then there comes forth in the prayer something like a revelation, manifests itself in the affection, in our hearts, of the one praying in the form of hope, of comfort, and some inward joy. When we are praying to the Lord for what is good and true, when we're praying to the Lord for heavenly qualities, firstly, the Lord fills our minds with ideas of how we can go about doing these things, but also fills our heart with sometimes an overwhelming sense of comfort, an overwhelming sense of hope, or an inner joy, knowing that the Lord is there, that the Lord is with me, that the Lord is working to change my life. So prayer does carry a reward. Prayer does offer the opportunity for us to receive. Prayer does open us up to heaven so that the Lord can flow into our life. So when prayers are answered, now the Lord can flow in. Scriptures tell us the Lord knows everything that you need before you pray. The Lord knows it, but we don't. And that's what the Lord is waiting for. The Lord is waiting for us to figure out what we need. Those spiritual and heavenly things, the good things, the useful things. The Lord is waiting for us to figure them out. The Lord is waiting for us to ask those four questions of ourselves so that we can turn to the Lord, let heaven open, and receive them. The Lord knows that we need to open ourselves up to Him. So we receive the answers from the Lord, and those answers come into our hearts, those answers come into our minds, but it doesn't end there. The answers aren't just, well, the Lord's going to handle it. That's an earthly idea of the Lord. The spiritual or heavenly idea of the Lord is that the Lord is now with me. It is at this point where we've received the answers that the Lord and our life meet. At this point, there is an opportunity for us to truly walk with the Lord. It's an opportunity to have a personal relationship with the Lord. It doesn't stop there with answers in our minds and in our hearts. It requires our effort. Remember what we've prayed for. We've prayed, Lord, how can I be there for that person who is dying? Lord, how can I change my attitude towards money? How can I focus on relationships and what's truly valuable? Right? We've asked the Lord to help us do something differently. Do something. It's going to require our effort. But are we alone? No, we're not. Of ourselves, we cannot do anything. But with the Lord working with us, our effort and the Lord's power, things will change. Our effort and the Lord's strength, our effort and the Lord's courage, our effort and the Lord's patience, our effort and the Lord's love, that's what changes our life. That's what changes how we deal with people, how we're there for people. Our effort and the Lord's heavenly qualities. So that is where prayer finds a true answer. Not just in our thoughts, not just in our hearts, but in the useful things that it changes in our life. The changing of attitudes. This is what it is to truly walk with the Lord. This is where prayer and life meet, where the Lord and life meet, where heaven and life meet. When we're praying for those heavenly qualities, and then we actually work with the Lord to bring them into our lives, then prayer is answered. And those prayers the Lord will answer. Part of our picture that we've had every week, right at the bottom, in the small writing there, if you can't read it, says, cultivating a life-changing spiritual habit. That's what prayer is. Prayer is life-changing. Your life is not meant to be the same after you have prayed to the Lord. Because in your prayers, you are asking the Lord to change not other people, not anything out there. You're asking the Lord to change you. Life-changing spiritual habit. It's not an earthly habit. It's a spiritual habit. The Lord can and will be with you as you seek to change your life, change your attitudes, change how you see problems in your life so that there is heaven in your life, that you can find a relief from those worries, that you can find comfort that only the Lord can give. Amen. To the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, our Savior Jesus Christ, as you turn us towards prayer through the difficulties and the struggles of life, Lord, will you lift up our minds that we might think and ask for and want and desire your heavenly qualities. And Lord, as we pray those prayers, we also pray that you make us a channel for those heavenly qualities, not just into our lives, but outwards into the lives of other people. Lord, this is the true life. This is the true Christian way. And Lord, we ask that as we come to you in prayer in our private times, that you will lift our minds, ask us those difficult questions, that we might learn from you what the heavenly way is, and that you will strengthen us in living those ways in each and every moment of our lives. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.